This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03, it's Friday afternoon, August 23rd. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. Chick-fil-A is reportedly making a move into entertainment, looking to launch original programming on its own streaming platform. We'll cover that in our next segment. But right now, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has delivered his keynote speech at the Central Bank's annual conference in Wyoming. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Gus Fauché, Chief Economist, PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. Gus, thank you for joining us today. I guess I got out a little over my skis just a couple of seconds ago when I said interest rates are falling and markets are rising, because even though Fed Chair Jerome Powell sounded awfully dovish, and it really did sound like that policy pivot did take place during his remarks in Jackson Hole, Wyoming this morning, he did give himself an out. They never say anything definitively, the Federal Reserve.
That's right. I mean, obviously, if the inflation data turns out to we see a reacceleration in inflation between now and mid-September when the FOMC meeting is, the Fed could hold the Fed funds rate steady. But, I mean, certainly Powell expressed some questions about how the labor market is doing, and it certainly looks like he is itching to cut that Fed funds rate on September 18th.
But here we are now that the tightening cycle is pretty much over, and we're going to start talking about reducing the federal funds rate by a quarter of a percentage point coming up in September, as you point out. What does that mean for you as the consumer? That quarter of a percentage point could save you a little bit of money, especially if you are carrying debt that has a variable interest rate.
That's right. And it's not just going to be a quarter of a percentage point in September. I would expect that we would see interest rate cuts through the rest of this year and then into 2025 as well. But it certainly means that things like interest rates on credit cards will be coming down. We're already seeing lower interest rates on things like car loans, which, you know, tend to be kind of medium term, anywhere between 2 to 7 years. And then mortgage rates, they tend to be less influenced by what's going on with the Fed funds rate, but if we do expect to see extended rate cuts, then that should help bring down mortgage rates as well and make home buying a little bit more affordable, which has been a problem lately.
We're talking with Gus Fauché, Chief Economist, PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. Gus, let's say, how about for the people who are trying to make those higher interest rates work for you? If you have savings accounts that were paying a higher yield based on higher interest rates, what can you do to lock in those rates before they fall next month?
What you should do is, you know, look at things like certificate of certificates of deposit, which pay a rate over a period of time. That means you're tying up your money for a little bit longer, but you will get that higher yield before rates start to fall. So you can take money that you're not going to be using in the near term and put that away for a little bit, and hopefully earn a higher rate there.
And then let's talk about those large purchases. You mentioned the rates on car loans are coming down, but if you are in the market for a new car and you're going to finance that new car, but you want to have a lower monthly payment, should you wait a couple of months or even into January to really take advantage of that lower interest rate environment?
I think so. I think that people who are looking to finance a car, I think car loans will have lower interest rates over the next 6 months or so. So if you can put off that purchase for a little bit, I think that the interest savings will be worth it.
Gus Fauché, Chief Economist, PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. Thank you for joining us today, talking about lower interest rates on the horizon. Coming up, a major chicken restaurant chain is diversifying into a surprising area.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
There are reports that Chick-fil-A is getting set to produce original entertainment programming that will deliver. It will deliver via its own streaming channel. Let's discuss the prospect with Tim Hanlon, founder and CEO of the Vertere Group in Chicago. Tim, thank you for joining us today. A long time ago, McDonald's used to distribute those little plastic records either in cereal boxes or the newspaper so you could enjoy the Big Mac song in the privacy of your own home. And this proposal from Chick-fil-A is a couple of steps above and beyond that plastic record from many years ago.
Well, before we go any further, I need to hear a few bars of that from you, Rob.
Oh, my goodness. Special sauce on a special sesame seed bun? Look, it was 1989. I mean, it was a while ago.
The idea, though, right, of integrating content from marketers, from restaurants and brands and that kind of stuff is not new. It goes back to the earliest days of television, even radio, where full-length sponsorships and various product featuring and the like and testimonials and all that kind of stuff. And this is, frankly, not is part of a long line of that kind of stuff. Now, what's different about what has been reported yesterday, and it's interesting because it was reported by one industry trade source called Deadline out of California, and Chick-fil-A has still not yet responded on the record, but they're trying to essentially create family-friendly programming is what they've been rumored to be doing. And the idea of creating their own shows as part of something. Now, maybe that's a streaming channel, and there's a myriad of streaming channels out there. The barrier to entry to creating content for these streaming channels, fast channels in particular, if you turn on your smart TV set, you'll see hundreds of them available to you. It doesn't take much, not only for a brand to create their own content and get it distributed in traditional media forms or streaming channels, but frankly also to create their own streaming channel or their own mechanisms, podcasts and the like. So it'll really be interesting to see if Chick-fil-A has something to say, has interesting programming to create and distribute. There's plenty of choices out there without Chick-fil-A, but maybe they've got a special take. We'll see. It is not new, though. The idea of brands trying to become content creators is absolutely not new.
We're talking about the proposed Chick-fil-A streaming service with Tim Hanlon, founder and CEO of the Vertere Group based in Chicago. Now, Chick-fil-A, being a Southern chain, does have its corporate values grounded in what you could say is the Southern evangelical Baptist culture. The restaurants are closed on Sundays. The company has gotten in hot water over the course of its expansion for giving money to certain socially conservative causes, but this does make sense in a certain respect, Tim, and that is there's a whole unexamined area of entertainment, of family-friendly programming. I mean, we talk about Marvel movies and Disney, but family-friendly programming that kind of walks up to the line of being religious but does not quite cross over, and it is very lucrative and very popular across the country.
No, I think that's a fair statement. And while we may joke about whether the streaming channel will be available to watch on Sundays, that's absolutely a crucial point, right? So if you look at, there are a ton of religious broadcasters, Trinity Broadcasting Network, for example, the new Merritt Street Media from Dr. Phil, which is related to and actually funded by Trinity Broadcasting. There is a lot of, shall we call it, Christian lifestyle adjacent programming that, in essence, has those core values, sometimes maybe walks into political leanings and thought processes as well. But clearly, though, does create, truly family-friendly and intriguing programming. Now, it'll be interesting to see if Chick-fil-A does that. I would argue their advertising has gotten, is very folksy and has become quite diverse, I would argue, in the last couple of years, maybe intentionally or perhaps just as an outgrowth or an evolution of their brand as they become more national beyond their southern roots. So it'll be very interesting to see what kind of content emanates from this offering. There is no risk, however, in wrapping yourselves in quote-unquote family-friendly programming. It's interesting to see what it becomes.
Tim Hanlon, founder and CEO of the Vertere Group in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, a weekend event aimed at lovers of classic cars.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The Berwyn Route 66 Car Show returns this weekend. Let's get the details from Kendra Shaw, spokesperson for the Berwyn Route 66 Car Show in Berwyn. Kendra, thank you for joining us today. And among the things I never thought I would really get a kick out of and actively enjoy are car shows, classic car shows. And you are having 700 cars are coming to Berwyn this weekend, commemorating not only the history of American industry, but the upcoming centennial of Route 66.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. We're excited. We have a sold-out show coming tomorrow starting at 10 a.m., and it's free for people to come wander the streets. It's about 8 blocks filled with your classic cars, your muscle cars, your low riders, anything you can think of.
And this is not only a big boon just for car lovers, just to check out these classic vehicles, but it attracts 25,000 visitors to Berwyn, and that's probably quite the boost to the local economy.
Yeah, correct. We have about 20 vendors, both food and local businesses, that'll be at the show as well. So they really see all their numbers go up. The businesses along Route 66 right here in Berwyn see numbers go up as foot traffic increases for the show.
Now, we have a couple of classic car shows in my particular slice of suburbia in Chicago. And the one thing I really enjoy, obviously, you go to the classic car shows, you see the customized cars, you see the 57 Chevys, you see the old coupes from the 1940s, but it's disturbing to me, Kendra, that now we're seeing cars from the 80s and 90s cross into the category of classic car. I mean, I would see some of these Cadillacs from the early 90s and think to myself, I used to park these cars at the country club when I was in high school.
Yeah, times have changed, but even though they might be vintage at this point, we're still excited to see all cars from all decades.
And on top of that, it must be really nice to come up on the upcoming centennial of Route 66, because that was, this, you know, forget about the songs and the culture around it. 100 years ago, that was a revolution in mobility for Americans, that you could actually take a paved road from the Midwest all the way to the Pacific Ocean and potentially do it in your own car.
Yeah, so Berwyn's been a thriving community of car lovers, enthusiasts, but also car businesses since Route 66 started. So it's really a cool time to come out and celebrate not only the history, as you said, of the Mother Road, but look forward to the future of cars.
Now, very quickly, you have part of your collection, some Hollywood cars that could be on the scene. And in the past, the Batmobile has been there. Any Hollywood vehicles that we should be on the lookout for in Berwyn this weekend?
I was just on Ogden this morning with the Batmobile again, so they'll be back along with a couple of other surprise cars coming to see their whole collection. They have 300 cars, and they're sending 3 to 5 out for us to see.
Kendra Shaw, spokesperson for the Berwyn Route 66 Car Show in Berwyn.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. An early morning shooting in the South Loop leaves a man wounded and Democratic National Convention delegate shaken. Now that the DNC is done, action heads to the campaign trail. It's Entrepreneur Friday. We'll learn about an event next month that's a prelude to the 23rd Annual Chicago Innovation Awards. And the future of transportation could include a driverless ride courtesy of Uber and General Motors. Business, the markets are higher. The Dow is up 316 points. NASDAQ up 189. The S&P 500 is up 44. 78 degrees right now in Chicago under partly sunny skies, going up to a sunny 84. It's 12:31, topping our news at the half hour. A man was shot while leaving a popular diner in Chicago's South Loop overnight. It happened just before 3 at the White Palace Grill at Roosevelt and Canal. Several delegates to the Democratic Convention were inside at the time. They were not wounded. The victim was taken to the hospital in fair condition. It's unclear what triggered the shooting. No one's in custody. The Democratic National Convention has wrapped up with a rousing night on the Near West Side.
Delegates left the convention energized, still buzzing from what many called an electrifying acceptance speech.
I am moved and overwhelmed and fired up. We're ready to go. That speech was powerful.
Like Kamala Harris, Fatima Goss Graves of Washington, D.C. is a black woman lawyer. And like so many others here, she says this feels like a political moment unlike any other.
People who are watching it probably felt it too. I've never seen anything like this.
Doug Sovereign for CBS News, Chicago.
It's 12:32 as the noon business hour continues. Stocks are trading sharply higher. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist with Murphy and Sylvest in Chicago. Paul, thank you for joining us today. And in the words of the great economist Barry Manilow, it looks like we made it. The Fed is going to start signals. It's going to start cutting interest rates. So what does that mean for the economy?
Do I have to pay for the rights on that one if I use that in the newsletter this week?
It's all yours.
Thank you. Powell basically said out loud what he intimated at the last meeting was, we're there. We're going to cut rates. Inflation is getting down to our target. And the economic numbers are showing moderate growth. Certainly the big number this week was the adjustment to the monthly new farm payroll numbers were revised downwards by over 800,000. Indication that the jobs market, while it's still good, is certainly a lot softer than it was prior reporting. So I think the Fed feels comfortable that they can now start to cut rates at least once, maybe twice this year. I think they're going to go very slow. It wouldn't surprise me to see them cut here in September and then sit and wait.
So by the time, so the potential does exist that we could have a quarter point cut in September, and maybe they stand pat in November, or are they open to the idea of just cutting every 2 months?
Yeah, I think what they're going to tell you is it's going to depend on the economic data that's coming in. And so if they continue to see moderation in inflation, moderation in economic growth, not negative, I think that'll give them comfort that they can maybe stand pat. If the jobs numbers continue to weaken or weaken further, where we start to see maybe only 20,000 new jobs, heaven forbid a negative, they will be a lot more aggressive in their rate cutting.
With the cost of borrowing going down just a little bit, potentially starting in September, what is that going to mean for the economy as far as business investment is concerned? I mean, are there some companies or some businesses that have been sitting on the sidelines because they don't want to pay high interest rates?
Well, I think you're seeing that in the market today. The big winners, small cap stocks, they're up 3% today. And I think that's really an indication of, yes, borrowing costs are coming down. Smaller companies like that don't have access to the financial markets that an Apple or Google has. So those lower costs, they're able to refinance their debt at lower costs, improve their bottom line. So those lower interest rates will eventually filter their way through the economy. It's not a light switch, so it's not going to be immediate. But you're going to see that happen over the next 6 to 12 months. And it's part of the reason why the market, again, especially small cap stocks, are reacting the way they are today.
Where does the confidence come in that cutting interest rates won't cause inflation to flare up, maybe hit 3%, not go back to the lofty heights we saw a couple of years ago, but above that 2% target?
That's a tough call because, you know, you can argue that does the Fed control the price of eggs or milk or anything like that? And it's really hard to make that call. They do have some impact on housing or housing prices, maybe. Certainly the ability of a consumer to maybe borrow funds to spend. So it's a tenable relationship between those interest rates and the economy at a very large level. So, again, that's part of those long and variable lags that economists love to talk about. And it could be argued that we're just now starting to feel the impacts of that 5% rate that's been in place now for over a year. It may be 6 months to a year before we see the benefit of those lower rates that may be coming down here in September, beginning in September.
Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist at Murphy & Silvest in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Entrepreneur Friday, we'll get the latest on local startup trends from the group behind the Chicago Innovation Award.
Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
An event on September 12th will spotlight this year's 350 nominees that are in the running for the 23rd Annual Chicago Innovation Awards. We're joined by Luke Tannen, President and CEO of Chicago Innovation. Find them online at chicagoinnovation.com. Luke, thank you for joining us today. And we talk about economic growth almost every day on the Noon Business Hour, and you cannot have growth without startups driving that growth, and you cannot have a startup without innovation. And that's where you come in, Luke, and you observe that scene on a daily basis. We have the awards coming up next month. What are some really kind of interesting ideas that are coming out in the world of innovation in Chicago?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on, Rob. You know, there's so much innovation going on in Chicago, and it's across all industries, and we celebrate it every year. This is the 23rd annual Chicago Innovation Awards, and that event on September 12th is going to bring together the 350 nominees in the running. We see great ideas from big corporations and startups, for-profits and nonprofits, high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. And this event is open to anyone who wants to connect with innovators. And in particular, what we're so impressed with among the nominees is just the economic impact that they're all having. So combined, the 350 nominees this year generated over $4 billion just from their new products and services, created over 5,000 new jobs, filed nearly 1,000 patents, and raised over $3.8 billion in capital. So really what this shows is that regardless of the problems they're solving, organizations that are so focused on solving customers' unmet needs in unique ways, it leads to significant economic returns, and it creates a major impact for the Chicago region.
And also in Chicago, it seems that River North and the West Loop neighborhoods are the hotbeds of innovation, which makes perfect sense because those are major tech hubs in the city.
You know, it's interesting you say that. So we do so much data mining from these nominees, and we looked at what zip codes were the nominees coming from. And indeed, River North and the West Loop were the hottest zip codes this year. So if you're looking for a good neighborhood to launch your company, I'd certainly recommend those two. But some other interesting trends we saw among the nominees, one is just further reinforcement that Chicago has such a diversified economy. B2B service innovations were the top industry among the nominees this year, but really not by much. We saw lots of nominees that were B2B and B2C, lots of great nonprofits, healthcare, education, food, finance, energy, manufacturing, and more. We also, though, noticed that technology-enabled innovations led the way in both revenues and capital raised. And to your point, there's so much great tech coming out of Chicago, ranging from fast-growing tech startups like Farmers Fridge, which makes smart vending machines that deliver healthy food. But also big corporate tech giants are here in the Chicago region, like Molex, which is a world leader in making electronic connectors that power the devices that we rely on every day.
And this is where we bring numerous categories of the Noon Business Hour together, because Farmers Fridge was an entrepreneur on the Noon Business Hour several years back. And of course, you see them all over downtown Chicago these days. Very quickly, Luke, you have the award show coming up. This is an annual event. What are some of the great success stories to come out of the Chicago Innovation Awards?
Yeah, well, there's 399 past winners of the Chicago Innovation Awards, and 98% are still in business. 70 have been acquired for exit values exceeding $156 billion. And, you know, over 20 years, great companies like CleverSafe and Fieldglass and TastyTrade that all sold for over $1 billion. And I can guarantee that among this year's 20 winners, there's going to be some new rising stars, which you may not know about now, but years from now, we'll be looking back and seeing how much they've impacted the city.
Luke Tannen, President and CEO of Chicago Innovation. Find him online, chicagoinnovation.com.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
General Motors-owned Cruise will offer driverless rides on Uber's platform starting next year. Let's learn more from Jeff Gilbert, CBS News automotive correspondent based in Detroit. Jeff, thank you for joining us today. And this seems like the latest chapter in a long, arduous, and sometimes deadly saga of Uber trying to make driverless car technology work for them.
And you can just take out Uber, you can just add much of the auto industry and the tech industry in that situation. I mean, don't get too excited. You're not going to be able to summon a driverless car in Chicago in the near future, because this is going to be done in one as yet unnamed city starting early next year. Now, Uber's already doing this with Google's Waymo in Phoenix. It's just an expansion and kind of that slow crawl toward autonomous vehicles.
I was in San Francisco a couple of years ago, and my wife and I, being very touristy at the time, we were taking the vintage trolley car that runs up and down Fisherman's Wharf, and we looked out the window into the street, and there was a Cruise vehicle with one person sitting in the back seat, one passenger, and no one in the driver's seat. And even though I had done many a segment on the Noon Business Hour about the Cruise technology, it was pretty jarring to see it in action in person.
Yeah, it is, and it takes some getting used to. I've ridden in a lot of autonomous vehicles, but in my case, there have always been safety drivers in there, and I've even had a couple of incidents that I could talk about sometime when we have a lot more time. But, you know, this is a technology that has always been in the future, and it's been bumped back because it's not easy to do. It's expensive, and anytime an incident happens, like last year earlier this year with one of the Cruise vehicles in San Francisco, it slows everybody down.
We're talking about the alliance between General Motors-owned Cruise and Uber to offer self-driving cars in a test with Jeff Gilbert, CBS News automotive correspondent in Detroit. Now, what is the win for Uber here? I mean, obviously, not having to pay a driver is part of the win. But has Uber, especially coming out of the depths of COVID and the Great Resignation, is Uber having a hard time finding drivers compared to those pre-pandemic times when driving an Uber was seen as a pretty reliable side hustle?
I don't really know. I mean, I think Uber and a lot of people have gotten back to how they were pre-pandemic, but I can't specifically talk about this. But I think this gives Uber some publicity. It allows, you know, people like you and me to talk about it, gets people to watch it. You know, Uber once had dreams of having their own fleet of self-driving cars. Then they had a tragic accident where somebody crossing a street in Arizona was killed, and they backed out of it. I mean, there have been a lot of grandiose projections that have yet to materialize, and that includes General Motors. They were expecting to make billions on a self-driving car business, and so far they're losing billions.
As far as self-driving vehicles are concerned for the Detroit 3, Jeff, you just touched on that. Where is self-driving technology, especially relative to the growing pains we're seeing in EVs?
Yeah, GM is very confident in it, and they're still pushing forward, as you're seeing from this. Ford decided to abandon it a year or so ago and go with lesser levels of automation, and Stellantis, the owner of the Chrysler Group, also going with very limited automation and very limited circumstances. So I was in my first self-driving car back in 2007, and people were saying it's about 5 years away. You know, here it is, 2024, and some people are still saying it's about 5 years away.
Jeff Gilbert, CBS News automotive reporter based in Detroit, thank you for joining us today. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.